To introduce the new series that we are going to be learning during the month of Kislev, the Chodesh HaGeula, the Chassidus HaChodesh, I want to start off with a story. The story I heard personally from the Baal HaMaisa, from the one that the story happened to. The person by now had passed away. The person's name was Rabbi Kaufman. And this Rabbi Kaufman lived for many, many years in Detroit. And this man, Rabbi Kaufman, is legendary throughout the city of Detroit. And his nickname is the Storyteller of Detroit. If you go ask any person that was in Detroit, grew up there for the last few decades, and you ask the person, so who is the storyteller of Detroit? They're going to tell you Rabbi Kaufman. Now, how did I meet Rabbi Kaufman? So when I was on Shlichus in the yeshiva in Toronto, so one Friday I was on Miftsoyim, and I went to the local mikveh. They have a shul in Toronto, it's called Shif Shul. Shif means boat. In English it's called the boat shul. It seems like at some point that building was a place where they would sell boats. And then it was bought off to be a shul. So it's called Shif Shul. And in the basement of this famous Shif Shul, there is a mikveh. That's where the yeshiva, the bochrim, use. And one day I'm coming out Friday afternoon. And it's right after Miftsoyim. So I have my tefillin, at least my rashis, put down on the table. And I see somebody from the community is standing by my tefillin. And he's waiting to see who's the owner of this pair of tefillin. So I'm about to take my tefillin zekel. So he says, "You're a aftzin?" Read my tefillin back. I said, "Yeah, yeah, the kentzlein in." "No, yeah, that's me." So he said, "I want you to know that you must be related to the aftzin from Detroit." I say, "Yeah, my grandfather, Olva Sholem, he lived in Detroit." He said, "Well, if he was your grandfather, he was very close with my father. My name is Rabbi Kaufman, and I teach in one of the local yeshivas here. And I'm letting you know that soon, in a couple of weeks, my father, he's an old man, he's coming to town. And I'm definitely sure that he would be very happy to meet you as an einikul of Reb Meir. And if it's okay, that when he comes, I'll send a message and you come visit my father." So sure, no problem. I forgot about it. A couple weeks later, sure enough, a bocher comes into the yeshiva on a Friday, and he's giving over a message to the bocher Avtsin, if I could come after the Suda Friday night to visit his father. This is his address, to come visit his father. So I come with a friend of mine, I knock on the door, and I come into the house, and I see an amazing thing. I see an old man sitting on a couch, already an older man. In front of him is a bunch of children sitting on the floor, and he's telling them stories. And I remember as I walked in, he was telling them, there's a famous story, they say it happened, I don't know if it did, but they say there's a famous story of during the Revolutionary War, when America was fighting for its independence, so George Washington, who was very friendly to the Jewish people, he said he was walking and it was very difficult, milchama, and he saw a Jewish soldier lighting Hanukkah licht, and that inspired him to fight for their independence, as I gave the Maisa. So I remember till today, I hear his voice in my brain, screaming, "George Washington!" George Washington was lighting, watching the soldier light the candles. So after he finished the story, the kids left, and his son introduces me to his father, and he gets all excited. "I knew your Zayda, I knew your who's your father? Of course I knew your father when he was when he was younger." Start schmoozing a little bit. Then he stops And he says, I want you to know that as you can see, wherever I go, I am asked to tell stories. Here I am, I'm an old man, I come to visit my son in Toronto, and you have all these kids coming to hear stories. His son is a choshev magid shir. There's a yeshiva called Kaplan's Yeshiva, right next to the yeshiva. He's a magid shir there. He says, but wherever I go, they come to hear stories. He says, all the stories that I tell is all in the schus of your Zayda and the schus of the Rebbe. So I said, my high. He says, oh, for that, I have to tell you a story. He says, there was a private inyan that was bothering him for a long time. He didn't tell me what it was. I found out later from my father. Basically, he didn't have children for many, many years. And he was close with my Zayda. My Zayda kept on pushing him to go to the Rebbe. And he would never go. It's not my derech, it's not my inyan, I don't do this. Finally, yoim roid of yoim, shana roid of shana, years, days, months, years going by. Im layach shev emasai, you know, he's not getting younger, him and his wife. So they go into Yechidus by the Rebbe. And he tells the Rebbe that he has a problem. The problem is he wants children. And before anything, the Rebbe asks him, basically, my malachtecha, what's your job, what's your profession? And he tells him he's a malamed in the cheder. In Detroit, the famous old cheder is called Beis Yehuda. And he was a magid shir, let's say third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, whatever grade it was, in the Beis Yehuda cheder. And the Rebbe asks him to go through with him, tell him your schedule of the day. What do you teach? Mishnayis, Chumash, Gemara, whatever he taught, Navi. And the Rebbe is listening, and the Rebbe is listening, and he finishes his entire schedule. And the Rebbe asks him, I don't hear in your Seder Ayoim that you're saying Sipurei Tzadikim to the children. It's not what I hear in the schedule. He says, he tells me, I told the Rebbe, Sipurei Tzadikim, Bittul Torah. You have a chance to say Sipurei Tzadikim, Stach Bittul Torah, in comparison to teaching a Mishnah, into teaching Gemara, to teaching Novi, teaching Chumash. So saying Sipurei Tzadikim is Bittul Torah. Now, what he claims happens next, I heard from him. I wasn't there, there were only two people in the room. So I'll take his word for it, but this is what he said. But maybe he was just saying it because he's such a good storyteller to make it dramatic. He says, the Rebbe jumped up from his chair and the Rebbe yelled at him, Bittul Torah! Ganz chumisha chumshe teira haipsechom mitzipuri tzadikim. You're saying Bittul Torah? The whole Torah starts off at Tzipuri Tzadikim. Before you get to any of the mitzvahs of what to do and what not to do, the whole Chumash, Bereishis, and Shemayis are filled with Tzipuri Tzadikim. Adam, Noach, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, the Shvatim. And the Rebbe told him, Hezechayim, listen to me. What you teach them, your Chumash, your Mishnah, Gemara, Lav Davke, these kids are going to remember when they get older. Any of you remember what you learned in second grade? Very, very encouraging for the Melamdim to hear how much you remember. But the Rebbe told him, but the Yerushamayim that's going to come from the Sipurei Tzadikim that you tell the children, the lessons, the messages, then the Yerushamayim will stay with the kids for the rest of their life. He says he went home. Then he had another whole part of the story with how he had children, but not for now. He went home, he made a shift in his machshava, and he started telling stories of tzaddikim in class. Then he started being asked to say Sipurei Tzaddikim, let's say by Malava Malkes, and you know all these children gatherings. Is Gevorin his entire legendary profession as the storyteller of Detroit was from a Yechidus of the Rebbe. Now, I want you to think about this a moment. And we know that B'chlal by Chassidim, one of the big chidushim of Chassidus, which this is the Chassidus Shechoidesh, is the concept of Sipurim. how careful Chassidim are to sit by Fabrengen to give over stories of the Rabbeim, of Elter Chassidim. And as a matter of fact, we know that when Yungalait would be Niskarif to Chassidus, before they would even learn Chassidus, they would have to go to an Elter Chassid and get a Hadrocha about Sipuri Tzadikim, the history of the who we are as Chassidim, the history, the Sipurim. Because specifically in the stories, that's where the true messages of the real Avoida. Because we know Chassidim always say, Le'amedish Iker Ela Hamaisa. The Midrashim, the Limudim are very good. But where do you see on Hoge B'Poyel, how to live like a Yid? You don't learn in Shulchan Aruch. That you see what you're supposed to do. If you want to see V'mizachfir and L'Poyel, you go hang out with the Chassidish Yid, see the way they act. They say, Goydul Shimusha Yoyser Milimuda. It's greater to hang around the Talmud Chacham and Atzadik, even more than learning, because there you see in action what's written in the Svarim. That's the real inspiration. And this is really the introduction to what we're going to be learning this month, Sipurim, Chassidim, Tzadikim, our Rabbeim, about bringing the Geula L'Poyel, different fascinating stories about how the Rabbeim, different things that they said, did, acted, different Sipurim and Chazal, Rishoinim, Achroinim, of the way our holy Tzadikim and Rabbeim tried and brought the Geula closer to L'Poyel. And the key is that it shouldn't just be a story of the past, that this should inspire each and every one of us in our own Avoida to bring the Geula L'Poyel. We shouldn't just be, we learn Geula Mashiach, we learn Goy Gumagoig, Aseres HaShvatim, these are intellectually stimulating ideas. Now we have to bring it down to the heart, bring it down to action, and there's no greater way than doing that is by hearing and listening to stories of our tzaddikim, stories of our rabbeim, and the Mirz Hashem, that will be the topic of this month.